The dork you grew up with on the radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
Hey, it's another episode of Doc on Demand. I can't believe my keys still fit the door. You believe that? I've got guests here, of course. Chloe, Jeff, and Mark from Stonehill. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing good. Thank you.
So, Jeff and I go way, way, way back. If you're not familiar with Jeff's radio history, which is very sordid, by the way, contact me and I'll tell you some other stories. But Jeff and I worked together way back in the 90s during the Kick FM Y101 era.
Yep.
And had some really, really good times. Adams County Fair shows, you name it. But you guys are here to talk music. Well, first of all, Chloe, explain a little bit about yourself and what you've done prior to Stonehill.
Prior to Stonehill? Actually, my love for music came from my mother, and she was a piano player in church for even before she was 17 years old. She's 84 now, and one of the most wonderful things that she taught me in regards to music was how to sing harmony, and it's been a part of my life ever since. And so moving clear up to now, I've had the privilege to sing in different Opry bands. I sing in an Opry band that plays in Minden on the first Saturday of the month, and which we have a show coming up this Saturday night. And then I've also been in various bands. The one before Stonehill was Steppin' Back, and just really enjoyed that journey. As that journey came to an end, my marketing head was just looking at what I thought was where was the music market going.
Yeah.
And it was definitely harder to be a large band and get to play as much as, you know, I guess as I wanted to at the time. And so I wanted to make sure that whatever was developed, that we were able to fit into a small venue and complement the environment and not take over the environment.
Yeah. And that's one of the cool things about Stonehill. We'll talk about the variety of music you guys play. It's very interesting. With family especially, that's really cool. So, Mark, what about you?
Well, I started playing when I was really young, keyboards. And my grandmother also was a piano player in a little country church in her neighborhood. And I was one of the few grandchildren of many that she would allow me to touch her piano because she knew I had some talent because I could pick out songs by ear. And so that just kind of grew from there. I bought my first keyboard when I was a teenager and started playing rock. And I've been playing for quite a while. My father was also a musician, so it comes from that family line. And he was a guitar player. And then I did play a little guitar, but I actually picked up more on the keyboards. It was more needed at that time. And so that's the thing that I'm most strong with, keyboard and synthesizer. So that's what I've been doing for quite a few years.
Yeah. Was there one player like a favorite, somebody that's like, I have to do this?
Oh, like you mean a band?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Boston with all the organ and that kind of thing. I used to listen to those guys and a lot of these rock bands in the late 70s, 80s that had a lot more keyboard in them in those days. And I used to try to mimic those guys.
Yeah, and the harmonies that Scholes created in that basement, that's just incredible.
Amazing,
stuff, right?
Amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
Very unique. And also can sing. So I had, like Chloe said, I can do a singing and harmony. So that fits us together very well.
Cool. So Jeff, tell us, man, to spill it. I followed a bunch of bands you've been in, man. So how did you get started doing this?
Actually, I started becoming a musician, I guess if you want to say that, when I was very young. I was that punk kid that always wanted to play records and pretend to be a rock star in my bedroom, around on the bed and act like I was having my own concert. I was that weird kid. But I started actually when I was living in Illinois, back when I was probably just about college age. Had some friends, had the same idea, started a band there, and then years later moved to Hannibal, Missouri, and met up with some other guys that were into heavier music than what we play now. bands such as All's Forgotten, and then later Avenge the Fallen. And I don't know, it just sort of has a natural flow to it, because when you're doing something you really are passionate about, it just sort of happens for you.
Got it. So let's talk about Stonehill in particular. So how did you guys collectively come together?
Well, when I got this idea in my head of where I thought the market was going for music in this day, Jeff was an individual that I had met a few months before in conversations with other musicians, and so I spotted him out at a Music Under the Stars night, and I was like, "Hey, you! I need to talk to you."
Yeah.
I kind of explained to him my thoughts, and not even thinking the band was going to be called Stonehill. And I will say, Jeff was the one that actually came up with that name, and I live at Stonehill Schoolhouse in Palmyra, outside of Palmyra, and of course have Stonehill Airbnb and Stonehill Band, and so it's just really, and now we have a dog that represents us named Stoney.
Nice. You guys in Budweiser.
We have gotten way too carried away.
we buy our own mascot.
And so anyway, I started talking to Jeff, and he pretty much like shot me down. He was like, "Chloe, I'm already in this band, Avenge the Fallen, and, you know, I've got so much going on in life." And he is. He's a very busy man with work and just kids and other bands. And so, you know, I felt a little defeated. And then all of a sudden, Jeff, since I've known him for two years now, once he starts, he has to take something and let it absorb. You know, he said he was a weird kid. Well, he's still a weird adult.
Boy, are you guys in the right place.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, are you on the spectrum? And so anyway, we just started tossing up, music that we thought would fit into this idea of what this band, or, you know, what maybe this journey could look like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we knew that we actually didn't even know that we were going to be able to be an event band, but we are. And because we love to collectively entertain, we love people. We love to be in crowds. We love to love on our people. We like for them to have fun. We bring kids up with us. We encourage families to come up. We bring extra shakers, and we're like, you know, we call them the Stonehill Shakers. If they got a shaker in their hand, yeah, then...
So, Doc, even you could show
it's
up.
It's like you bring my maracas and actually participate.
You can!
Wow!
Oh, my gosh! One of our... I mean, we have so many favorite places to play, but we get the opportunity to play at the Mexican restaurant Rio Grande in downtown Hannibal. Oh, my gosh. They are a hoot. They're so much fun. But yeah. I don't want to take up. I could just talk.
That's okay.
I could get on my little Stonehill soapbox.
This is like the best news ever. See, I wanted to be Davy Jones and the Monkees. So, you know, I never got to live that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's just been such a wonderful and blessed journey. I can't say how thankful I am that I've gotten to play with such wonderful musicians, and we all have real jobs, you know, that.
Yeah.
And so this allows us to go out and really just enjoy and make ourselves affordable. You know, that's another thing. We want our venues to feel as rewarded as we do. And if we come in overpriced, they're not going to feel that reward. You know, if finances are, you know, they've got a business to run. And, you know, so we definitely want to make it a compromise and to know that we are blessing them as much as they bless us.
Yeah, we work for free.
No, we start asking. When we don't have very many tips in our tip jar or the guitar, we're like, all right, throw your condiments or your leftovers.
Can you tell Jeff used to work in radio?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and that's the one interesting thing about Stonehill, because I follow you guys on Facebook, you know, and I know you guys play a lot of intimate places, right? So, I mean, it's Mark, with that kind of atmosphere, I mean, there aren't really a lot of bands that are that make themselves that accessible these days, right?
Right, I think so. And we did try to tailor our music that would fit the local venues that we play at. And we've had a good time, and we're able to fit in some very small spaces. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I take up the biggest footprint because I have the big long keyboards and double stack and all of that. But we have a great time, and we'll try to make it work. If they'll give us a little bit of space, we'll squeeze into it.
So,
and we'll make it work.
What's like a best case scenario for Stonehill? Like when you guys come together, is there something you guys aspire to? I mean, what's like the best possible thing you think can happen for the band? What are you hoping to do?
What are we hoping?
Are you already
to
do? Doing that?
You know what? Actually, I think we're already doing it. When we started this, we did not anticipate the reception that we've received from wherever we've played. We had a love for music collectively. Each one of us is actually, each one of us, in my opinion, is actually an amazing musician with a lot to offer, and even more to offer going forward.
Except he doesn't let me play the tambourine on certain songs.
Certain songs. Yes, I try to hide it or kick it away from her. But no, I think we are doing what we had set out to do.
Yeah.
And we've been received really well. And right. We love the style of music that we play. The people that we, you know, the audiences that we've played for, just amazing. I mean, it's just the reception we get, and after the show, the, you know, people coming up to us and telling us just how much they remember that particular song, you know, from like the night from 1972 that brought something back, and how well we did it, and they just, you know, it gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, right. So with the variety of music you guys do, what from the extremes, what would you say? Because I know you do a little bit of country, you do a little bit of rock. So do you do requests? Is this something like where the audience say, hey, Don't Stop Believing? All right, how about Islands in the Stream, right? So what?
Yeah.
Well,
Flo's got a story I can tell.
You know, we would love to say that we would take requests. Maybe we would narrow it down to that artist and say, if you like Islands in the Stream, oh, do you like Dolly Parton, which, you know.
Something that we already know.
Yeah.
Something we have
I mean, I'm like Jolene on a lower scale.
There's a no comment button here somewhere. I got to find it. So what about classic rock? What rock songs do you guys do? What, like, give me a band. It would be typical
Eagles.
For you.
Okay. Eagles. And I'll let Mark talk about it because he does most of the same.
We do Eagles, and we do America. We do Eric, a little bit of Eric Clapton. Right. What's some of the other songs that you...
Stevie Nicks. Yeah.
There you go.
Like Ronstadt.
Yeah.
Gosh. We have a Bonnie Raitt song.
Oh, Bonnie.
We do a couple
Bonnie
of Blondie Raitt songs.
Blondie.
Nice.
Yeah. We try to touch into all of it.
We do a Captain and Tennille song.
Captain and Tennille.
And everybody loves it.
And Carly Simon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So we usually hit somebody, or everybody.
Yeah.
Hits a song they love, and it really goes over well. Yeah. We're excited.
That is actually
about
one of a huge compliment that we get, and that we're very thankful for. You know, people will come up and say, I knew many of the songs or every song that you played. I knew.
And they
I
can
knew
sing it,
it
with us.
And can sing. And that's another thing. We like to choose songs that have a lot of crowd involvement.
Right.
So when we are choosing new songs, we're looking at different, you know, characters of that song, whether it's got some very familiar things where we can say, all right, everybody,
your turn,
you know,
yeah,
we want to hear you. Yeah. We want to have the crowd join in, or whether it has a great beat for them to get up and dance to, or even the slower songs, you know, that a lot of your older songs, older slow songs, I think are very, at least to the, you know, I'm going to say the ages that we play for, but I have a 22-year-old mm-hmm. daughter, and she requests some of the oldest songs, and I know that's because she's heard me play them, you know, listening to them or whatever. Both my daughters, I mean, they love the older generation of songs.
Yeah. Well, if you look like at the iTunes top 10, it's almost all classic songs now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I don't want to sound like the old man in the room. That,
you're
you know,
not.
Oh, give me a chance. I can prove it. It's like, you know, I not that the new music is bad per se, but I think there's a lot of people that look what happened to Don't Stop Believing. I mean, that thing's been reborn now two or three different times.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
When we see young people, the next generation down, even they, because their parents listen to it and they know all of these songs. It's amazing. Yeah. You'll see the young people out there singing every word.
So what's like, what's the best way for people to follow you guys? Is Facebook the thing? I mean, where do you guys do most of your sharing, interacting with people as far as online goes?
Well, actually we use Facebook a lot. We haven't really focused on any of the other, form, I guess, what do you call it? Social media.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm talking like the old man. But we use Facebook a lot. A lot of it's just word of mouth. We'll make comments about where we're going to be, when we play someplace, where we're going to be next week, or where else we're going to be playing that weekend. Somebody talks to somebody, and next thing you know, we have a crowd. We've actually had some pretty surprisingly big crowds at certain locations. Anything from we've ran wineries out of beer and wine. We've had so many people show up.
You know you're a good band when.
Yeah. It's like when the guy that owns the place is running to get more ice, and you could tell he's in a hurry, and we're only through our first set.
Yeah. We'll make sure we hook up everybody with links in the Eagle app to where to find you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming up. I'm like a big believer that radio needs to do more of this. You know, local radio specifically needs to get the word out for you guys. So I really appreciate your all's time. And hopefully people will look you up and say, hey, I remember you talked to that old Eagle guy. Now, where's the wine?
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Real pleasure.
Doc on Demand. No rules. No rails. No kidding. Now, in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.